Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of March 2020. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea by former Jammu and Kashmir, J&K, Minister Abdul Ghani Kohli against the order of J&K High Court in encroachment case against educational institutions owned and run by his family on the forest land in village Nagad of Sanjwan in Jammu. Delhi High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation seeking control on religious conversion through inducement or intimidation, stating that it's one's personal choice to follow whatever religion they want. Madras High Court has dismissed a petition upholding that electro-homeopathy system of medicine cannot be allowed to propel, as the same is not recognized under any law in India. Madras High Court has struck down the ban on placing hoardings on land not belonging to the municipal corporations by observing that it does not satisfy the test of rationality or practicality. Rajya Sabha has passed amendments to the Insolvency Law in the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2020 that will help ring fence successful bidders of insolvent companies from risk of criminal proceedings for offences committed by previous promoters. Rajya Sabha has passed the Mineral Laws Amendment Bill 2020. The bill proposes amendments to the Mines and Mineral Development and Regulation Act 1957 and the Coal Mines Special Provisions Act 2015 to promote ease of doing business in the coal and mining sector. Allahabad High Court has issued notice on a plea seeking that a copy of the pro forma in which all personal data of citizens will be collected by the authorities for updating of the National Population Register, NPR, should be made available to them. Karnataka High Court has refused to entertain a petition filed seeking directions to the Union Government to initiate action to nationalize the mass media in the interest of safety, security and integrity of the country, stating that if the issue of nationalization would have to be considered by means of legislation. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed the state of Punjab not to take coercive steps against Bollywood actress Raveena Tandon, filmmaker Farah Khan and comedian Bharati Singh on their plea, seeking to quash First Information Reports, FIR, registered against them for allegedly hurting religious sentiments during a web show titled as Backbenchers. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation that sought prohibition of the use of pellet guns for crowd control. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has approved the Resolution Framework for Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services Limited, IL&FS, Group and sought the conclusion of resolution of all the entities within 90 days while clearing the formula for distribution of the sale proceeds to clear liabilities that add up to 91,000 rupee crore. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has set aside the government's plea to supersede the board of 63 Moons Technologies. The tribunal further upheld the order passed by National Company Law Tribunal, Chennai to appoint three government nominees on the board. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has dismissed a petition filed by Confederation of All India Traders, CAIT, against the Competition Commission of India not to warm its acquisition of Flipkart. Authority of Advance Ruling, AAR, Madhya Pradesh has ruled that goods supplied under a turnkey contract, where there are multiple independent contracts, of which some are not works contract, shall not be included in the value of the contract as a works contract unless the supply of all such goods is a part of and made in the execution of a works contract.